just ask Catherine if you come forward, and perhaps if the children could also come forward, thanks, and have a time.
Today, later in the church service, we are going to listen to a Bible story about two special men called John and Peter. They spent a lot of time listening to Jesus and learning more about God. And because of this, they were really blessed. And they got a special friend who helped them through the many problems that they went through. And this is what happens to us when we spend time with Jesus more and we want to learn more about him. We get that special friend who helps us with our day-to-day lives. Anyone who knows a special friend? A very special friend who helps us with our day-to-day.
God?
Yeah, it could be God, but another name?
Jesus.
Another one? The Holy Spirit. You heard about the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit helps us to have courage and to do things that we think that we fear or we can't do in a better way. And these people, they were able to spread the word of God to other people, and people came to know Jesus through them because they were bold enough and they were courageous enough to do so because they had the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, not everybody was happy with what they were doing, and most of them wanted to stop them. But they also realized that they were special men who had some special powers, and instead of hurting them, they just warned them, and they let them go on with preaching the word of God. Now, some of us children, or even adults, go through the same problems sometimes, and we have friends and families who want to stop us from believing in God or talking about God's word. And sometimes even our friends laugh at us when we say that we go to church or we talk about church things. But if we believe in God and if we trust in him, he gives us the strength or the courage to say what we believe in boldly, or even to preach the word of God to them. And they see the special friend in us, and through that they are also able to believe. So we, through our courage, we might also bring some more children, some more family members, or even families to go towards God. So as we go through our day-to-day lives, maybe playing with our friends or feeling like we want to keep quiet about what we know about Jesus, we should always pray to God to help us and to send us that special friend, the Holy Spirit, to give us the courage and the confidence to be God's followers. So I hope this is our prayer today as we move on to Sunday school. So let's have a prayer for the children. Lord, I thank you for these children, and I thank you, Lord, that they bring us so much joy to their families and even to all of us. I pray that as they grow, they will desire to live and praise you, God. We remember those who do not know you yet, and pray that we shall be the light that they are waiting for, that they shall see what is special in us and desire to have it too. Bless the children as they learn in Sunday school, and be with the teacher too. In Jesus' name, I pray.